Secretary Rice says the current situation offers a moment of opportunity for peace between Israelis and Palestinians, but she cautioned against raising expectations for the peace conference, which is scheduled to take place in Annapolis, Maryland next month.
The November meeting is a stop in a process. There are discussions that are going on now, negotiations that are going on between Palestinians and Israelis to try to come to understandings about how they move forward toward the establishment of a Palestinian state.
Rice says she expects regional participation in the conference and will meet Thursday with Jordan's King Abdullah in London. Egyptian officials expressed cautious support for the conference following their talks with Secretary Rice. However, no other Arab states have so far said whether they will attend the meeting. Rice says her shuttle diplomacy is the most serious effort yet made by the Bush administration to bring an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But ultimately, Israelis and Palestinians will have to settle their differences between themselves.
The United States of America can't substitute for bilateral discussions or bilateral agreements between the parties. But we will try to help when it becomes obvious that perhaps someone is stuck and our help is needed. We'll try to help.
After several days of intensive discussions, Israelis and Palestinians have yet to agree on the agenda for the conference. Palestinians say they want a detailed statement of principles with a timetable for resolving issues like the status of Jerusalem, the dismantling of Israeli settlements in the West Bank, and the issue of refugees. Israeli officials like Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni say Israel wants to reach agreement on a broad agenda, but she says Israel is reluctant to offer specific proposals at the current time because that could lead to stalemate.
I believe that the right thing to do is to discuss it in a closed room with the Palestinian side, but basically the idea is not to raise expectations that can lead to frustration and to violence. And in the past, the idea that maybe we can find the way to end the conflict in a few days led to frustration and violence.
Palestinians, however, are expressing frustration with how the talks have proceeded so far. Following his meeting with Secretary Rice on Wednesday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas accused Israel of hindering the effort to reach agreement on a statement of principles. Mr. Abbas warned that time was running out, saying Palestinians will not pay any price to attend the conference. Speaking in Washington on Wednesday, President Bush said he believes now is the time for both Israelis and Palestinians to try and resolve their differences. The meeting, he says, offers Palestinians the chance for a future state.
The Palestinians that have been made promises all these years need to see there's a serious, focused effort to step up a state. And that's important so that the people who want to reject extremism have something to be for.
President Bush also urged other Arab states to participate in the conference. Following the Hamas takeover of the Gaza Strip in June, international efforts to support President Abbas with aid and diplomatic support were renewed and intensified. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.